Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I believe it's a Tuesday. I already posed a question just a few minutes into the show. And the question was, do we still have those cold anti-verruca pools before you go swimming? I went swimming a couple of months ago and I was trying to sort me back out. I swam loads of times. Can't remember those little pools being a thing anymore. And they was always a fairly horrific experience. You just had to get your head down and go through, not literally, so you could go for a swim back in the 80s. Any intel, get in touch. I hope you had a great bank holiday weekend. It's now in the rear view mirror, my friends. And I find it fascinating, the whole bank holiday thing, because back in the day, I don't know if you agree with this, but like back in the day, the bank holiday weekend used to be kind of a time of carnage in many ways. You know the score, you know what it'd be like. Spend it outside of Yates's Wine Lodge in the blaring sunshine with a head-shrinking hangover by one o'clock in the afternoon. But now that I'm grown up and got kids, kind of more miserable as well, got more responsibilities, I would say that the danger's kind of gone out of bank holiday weekends somewhat. That's why I don't really know, like, whether maybe you guys listen to this thinking, no, we were out all weekend, what are you talking about, Bush? It's good to meet up and find out what everybody else has been up to. So I want to try and experiment in this first hour of the show this afternoon called Three-Word Bank Holiday. Can you sum up your entire bank holiday weekend experience in three words or less? For me, and this is honestly true, if I was to sum it up in three words, cut a hedge. We have this like lavender hedge bush thing out the front of our, I'm boring myself even saying it, out the front of the house. And it's lovely. It's got loads of like bees and stuff like in it. It's very nice. Good smell and everything as well. If you were like, you know, a monk like Cadfael from, you know, that ITV drama from the 90s, you'd be quids in there because you can make loads of little potpourri and things like that. Potions. But some misery guts on our street moaned that the bush was too big, which is ironic because I'm called Andy Bush. And whatever, for whatever reason, they wrote to the council, they had to go and cut it back. And if you follow me on X or Twitter, at Bush on the Radio, that's where the fun and games with my chainsaw has come from. So look, for me, cut a hedge, very boring three-word bank holiday weekend. What about you? Adele's just tweeted in now, half-price cocktails, the direct opposite of what happened to me. Rob says, cruising the fjords. I mean, a couple of cat ones come in, which is great. Dan says, mum's cat returned. Love that. No further information. And Craig says, bought a new kitten. If that was the other way around, I'd wonder if something hooky had gone on. I've got my 5-year-old daughter Thea with me in the studio today due to it being half term and having a childcare crisis. But we got soaked on the way into central London to come and do the show. And I'm kind of growing my hair a bit longer at the moment. And it's fine if it's kind of lacquered up with a bit of product in there. But when it gets wet, I look like Virginia Wade. So that's the kind of look I'm rocking today. Daughter away, Nookie. Someone's texted. I presume that's someone called Nookie whose child has gone away for the weekend. Board game bonanza. Vic, Dave and the family in Southwark, West Sussex. That sounds amazing. London stress kids, says somebody else. Saw a lot of that a bit earlier on. We were trying to get in. Golf, wedding, shopping. That's less of a weekend. Sounds like a mantra as far as I'm concerned. We've got Hannah on the line right now. Hannah, please tell us your three-word bank holiday.
Dying from ginfluenza.
You are dying from ginfluenza, which is an illness I've never heard of before. Tell me how you came by to contract ginfluenza.
So decided to catch up with a friend I don't get to see very often, and we went for 2-for-1 cocktails. Oh. And it was meant to be just a quiet one. I didn't get home until half 12. And I had to get my dad, 34 years old, had to get my dad to pick me up.
Amazing. Well, your dad had to pick you up. And there's something about gin. I mean, is it true that it makes, you know, certain people more emotional? I know I've got a couple of friends who have like a weird reaction to gin. Back in the day, actually years ago, this one of my friends, Antonio, when we were in America on my year abroad, they were drinking, you remember Hooch, the old Alcopop?
Yes.
They were drinking that as the mixer with gin, which I don't recommend in a million years, but they were in tears. I've never seen an emotional reaction like it.
I did. I think it was because I don't get to see her very often. We were just emotional catching up. So there was a lot of like weird dancing going on, very deep conversations, tears, hysterical laughter, putting the world to rights, and then desperately looking for a chippy that was still open.
Love it. I'm in awe of you guys. And then this week, given that you have had ginfluenza over the weekend, what are you up to, Hannah? You like drinking lots of water, staying out of trouble?
Yeah, definitely.
I can sense the pain is still there, and thank you so much for sharing it with us tonight on Home Time.
Thank you so much. The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Richard's just tweeted us to say, chase the fruit fly. What on earth's going on there? Richard, get back in touch, clarify. Just looking through the text from earlier on, actually, the show previous to this, Ben Burrell. Roy texted Ben saying, I'm just obsessed with this. He says, hi, Ben, we just tried Absolute Radio Calm for a bit, enjoyed the bird song and the buzzing bees, but I've had to tune back into yourself as the scissor cutting segment freaked us out. Cheers. And what I love about Absolute Radio Calm is there's loads of different sounds on there that, you know, work for some people, freak other people out. You know, bearing in mind we created it here on Home Time, I wasn't aware that there was what Roy described as a scissor cutting segment. We'll have to look into that. Loads of you have been telling us, though, how much you love Absolute Radio Calm, which is an amazing thing. So we're making it a permanent part of the family of stations here at this radio station. Absolute Radio Calm is back-to-back relaxing sounds like waves, rain, scissor cutting segments, beach walks and roaring fires. And you won't hear any ads or messages if you sign up to become an Absolute Radio premium listener. Plus, you'll get loads of other exclusive stations like Forgotten 80s, Chilled, My Indie Disco 24/7 and more. So if you want no ad breaks and exclusive stations, then get 3 months free. Sign up for a free trial with the code CALM at absoluteradio.co.uk. It's $3.99 when the trial ends and terms apply. And it's all the information right now for you to check it out is at absoluteradio.co.uk.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
This took a turn. Chris from Northamptonshire says kayak, ambulance, BGT. I don't know what a BGT is. Doesn't sound good. Arguing about shelves. Producer Nick, what is it? Oh, Britain's Got Talent. Phew, I thought it was some kind of brain scan. Phew, glad you're okay, Chris. Arguing about shelves to someone else as well. We've got Victoria on the line. Victoria, please tell us your three-word bank holiday. Can I be honest with you? And this will be a controversial take. And I did put this on Twitter over the weekend and I got shouted down about it, and rightfully so. I'm not sure if I actually like bank holiday weekends, because we all go along with it. Oh, it's the bank holiday weekend. Looking forward to the bank holiday weekend. What's your plans for the bank holiday weekend? But do we ever really stop to think, do we actually like them? Like, people drive like idiots, right? That's the first thing. Why do people drive so weird during bank holiday weekends? In Leon C, then normally there's a bit of kind of boy racing going on, but over the weekend, it's just madness. People just speeding around. Stirling Moss, if you listen to the Saturday show, we need an updated cultural reference point. Nigel Mansell, etc. There's always loads of lads marauding around with their shirts off with bad tattoos on show. What's all that about? And the traffic's horrendous. Yes, I am being a little bit miserable, but sometimes I think it's important to just step back from the bank holiday weekend and work out whether it is actually your thing or not.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
So my eldest daughter, like I say, Erin, 14 years old, love it a bit. She's a brilliant kid, an amazing big sister and everything as well. But I tell you what, if you try and take a photo of her, she's an absolute nightmare and it's getting worse. Now, I know, like, when I was a teenager, and teenagers in general, you don't want a photo taken of yourself, do you? Do you know what I mean? But I think from my perspective, I was quite gawky as a teenager. Obviously, incredibly cool now with my hair like Virginia Wade, as I was talking about a bit earlier on. But I was quite gawky as a teenager. Whereas Erin, you know, she looks cool. She, you know, she looks like she's into her music. She looks way cooler than I did when I was a kid, put it that way. But this doesn't seem to make any difference. And I tell you what she does in every photo now, if you're trying to take a family photo anywhere or whatever, she puts her hand over her mouth like she's shocked. And if you look through, if you scroll through, I was doing this on the train in today, just looking through some of the photos of what we've been out and about as a family doing over the past few weeks. And there's some lovely photos and some lovely scenes. But Erin, the 14-year-old, every single flipping time, hand over her mouth like she's shocked. What's all that about? Now, here's the interesting thing. Because as a parent, I know there are trends and fads and all that kind of thing. Even me saying trends and fads is making teenagers literally cringe whilst listening to the radio. And I understand that. I was a teenager once myself, about 2,000 years ago. But I've looked through her phone. She's shown me some of the stuff that she's been up to with her schoolmates, etc. And they all do this thing as well, where they put their hands over their mouth. So is this a thing? How do we make this stop happening? How do I get a normal photo of my 14-year-old with her sisters and stuff like that as well? Nadine has texted to say, Bush, my daughter's 13, does exactly the same thing. What is it? Is there a name for this thing? Our producer Nick has just been on Mumsnet and he's informed me that it is apparently a fad, according to what the mums are saying. But Gavin Redding goes one stage further. He says, Bush, just for some context, the hand-over-mouth look is the kawaii look imported from Japanese culture. Who knew? Mrs. Hackett does add, though, that's the way teens take photos now. Better than the duck pout of some years ago. Good luck getting that to stop. Well, that's an interesting point and maybe a good departure point for a mini conversation or chat or discussion here on Home Time before we get to 10 weeks of tickets. And it would be like, What was the overriding fad or craze when you were at school? Because if that for Erin is the thing, the hand over mouth, the Japanese culture thing for having a photograph taken, then it seems so tame. The big craze when I was at school was picking the threads out of your tie. Do you remember doing that? Or a lot of tie-based stuff, doing the thing where you turned the tie around so the thin bit of your tie was at the front and the big fat kipper bit was at the other side. Very 70s specific there. As I was saying earlier on, to clarify, back in the 80s when I was at school, the big fad or craze was, this is so weird when you think back about it, picking the threads out of your tie with, and this is even weirder, a compass. You know, the compass you used to get when you were doing maths or whatever, trying to chart the stars or whatever. You used to just kind of pick the threads out of your school tie and risk detention with that. So what was the big fad when you were at school? This person here says, this is really weird, rubbing carbon copy paper on your wet hair so it dyed your hair red or blue. What's going on? David Leeds says, fad growing up in the 90s, one word, beard. Care to elaborate there, Dave? Jono in Norfolk says, massive turn-ups on jeans when I was a lad. So big you could keep a puppy in them. Simpler times. And hi to Jack, who says, collecting blue tack. It was currency when I was at school, like cigarettes are these days in prison. Ethan says, peanutting. The act of yanking on someone's tie to tighten the knot to the point of needing a pencil to work it loose. I absolutely love it.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
I was telling you about a fella called Pete who texted the radio station and the show with this kind of incredible statement about how something that he does could be a game changer for the rest of us. I'm glad to say that we've got him on the line for you right now. Pete, good to have you on. You've texted us to say that you finally learnt your lesson about bank holidays at the age of 49 and it's a game changer. What is it?
I've learned that when you have the Monday off, you don't go and party on the Monday, so you have to have the Tuesday off. You party on the Sunday and you recover on the Monday.
Wowee. What a Lazarus type thing this is. So party on the...
Normally you go, oh, I've got the Monday off. What can I do? Let's have a barbecue. Let's drink some lemonades. And yeah, the Tuesday you normally take off work and you're suffering. So do it on the Sunday and recover on the Monday.
That's a very, very good point. If only Craig David would bring out a kind of updated version of that song. Do you know what I mean? With the day set out, like you put it across there, for bank holidays.
You know it.
Word to the wise, Pete. Thank you so much for sharing this with not only me, but our listeners.
That's all right. It's a pleasure.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
But my five-year-old daughter, Thea, has been sat in the show this evening and has been very well behaved. Thea, I know you've been watching dog videos, but has the show been fun? She said yes. I can vouch for that. I know she was nowhere near the microphone, but she did say yes.